Simplicity. Near the top of the mountain, the road dips, bends, then snakes through a small grove of redwoods. The dense tree canopy blocks all ambient light, so that when you emerge on the other side of the grove, you feel as though you've passed through a portal into another world. It's a fitting way to approach the Sonoma Mountain Zen Center, because people there view reality just a little bit differently from the way most of us do. This is certainly true of Roshi Jakusho Kwong, the center's abbot. A short wisp of a man of indiscernible years, Roshi has a perpetual quizzical smile on his face and a presence in the most fundamental sense of the word. He leads me from the car to the dining hall, where we are joined by his wife, Laura, and four students, all middle-aged men, who have been getting a tune-up at the center for the past couple of weeks. As I sip miso soup, the group asks me where I've been, how I got here, what the journey was like. Each response, however polite and mundane, elicits uproarious laughter. You made a wrong turn? Utterly hilarious. You forgot your umbrella? Fall down funny. This is the way it is with Zen people. They're always laughing. They try to simplify their vision, bring nothing from the past to the present, eliminate projection, expectation, and, most important, ego from their participation in the world. They experience it simply as it is, and consequently, it is absurdly funny. Their way of seeing defines simplicity. While the rest of us lead lives of ever-increasing complexity, theirs is an example, however raucous, we would often do well to emulate.
As It Is by Roshi Jakusho Kwong. When I was in my 20s, I was studying to be an art teacher at San Jose State University. One night, driving home alone, I was in a terrible car accident in which I was almost killed. I remember well the highway patrol paramedics transferring me onto a gurney when I felt myself falling. Fortunately, I recovered and took a job as a mailman to strengthen my legs, which had been shattered in the accident. By the time I returned to teaching, I had grown a goatee along with new